In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Genesis 1:1, 2, and 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:1, 3, and 4. Let us pray. And now, O Lord, let us, Your people who walk in darkness, see a great light. Upon us who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, shine again the light of the world. Amen. Antioch ad Orontes was the queen city of the East, with a first century population estimated to range from 250,000 to 800,000, Antioch was the third metropolis of the Roman Empire, surpassed in size only by number two, Alexandria, and number one, Rome itself. The Christian religion was carried to Antioch first by members of the Jerusalem church who fled there during the persecution that followed the stoning of Stephen. When news about their work reached the leaders in Jerusalem, they dispatched Barnabas to foster the new interests. Barnabas, seeing that more help was needed, brought Paul from Tarsus, and the two, working together for a whole year, seemed to have built up a strong Christian center in Antioch. The city was also the place where the followers of Jesus Christ were first, with derisive contempt, called Christians. Further reinforcements came to the church in the person of prophets. The next important step in the history of this church was taken when the Antiochian Christians sponsored organized mission work in foreign countries, sending out Paul and Barnabas on a missionary journey. Paul considered Antioch his headquarters and began also his second and third missionary journeys from this city. Today, the city of Antakya, population estimated at 180,000, is the capital of Turkey's Hatay province. For all these historical reasons, and to fulfill both an official assignment and a personal dream, Harley Burzee and I have traveled to Antioch to shoot footage for a documentary film. We have visited St. Peter's Grotto, viewed the Orontes River, and touched the Mediterranean at the Antiochian port of Seleucia. Mission accomplished. We are heading west again, on the road from Antioch, and we are desperately looking for the light. I'll finish this story later. But first, light is no problem for visitors thronging Jerusalem in the autumn of AD 30. It is Israel's camp meeting time, Sukkoth, the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Booths. Yes, to commemorate their ancestors' wilderness wanderings, the people attending this 7-day plus a ceremonial Sabbath festival actually camp out in booths made of tree branches. And how they enjoy the nightly ceremony of lights. Atop two lofty pillars erected in the court of the women, immense lamps are lighted, which cast their glow over the courts of the temple. And beyond its walls into the city, while on the steps of the temple court, Levites sing psalms accompanied by instrumental music. The final illumination occurred last night. Today is that ceremonial Sabbath, the great day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Shall we join the thousands who have come from Anatolia and Armenia in the north, from Persia and India to the east, from Egypt and Ethiopia down south, and from Greece and Italy and Spain out west? Let us go up to the temple. And lo, there is Jesus who has come from Galilee, unannounced, to participate. He speaks. And John the Beloved records what he says in his gospel. Let us read the record, but as we read, let us listen to his voice, and let us see his face. John chapter 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I am the light of the world. This is not a ceremony. Light is a man, and he illumines not only the temple, but also the world. Jesus, the I Am of Israel and the light of the whole world, concludes his sermon, and his opponents attempt a stony amen. John 8, verse 59. They picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. At this point in our worship time, I'd like to sing an extra hymn. It's not in your hymnal, and I deliberately asked that it not be included, because if there wouldn't be time, we wouldn't do it, but there is. It's number 79. O love of God, how strong and true. It's only two scores of music, but five brief stanzas, and I want the congregation, please, to notice in particular the fourth stanza when we get there. Number 79, O love of God, how strong and true.
O love of God, how strong and true, eternal and yet ever new, uncomprehended and unbought, beyond all knowledge and all thought. O love of God, how deep and great, far deeper than man's deepest hate, self-fed, self-kindled love. changeless, eternal, infinite. We read the best in Him who came to bear for us the cross of shame, sent by the Father from on high, our life to live, our death to die. We read thy power to bless and save, in and the darkness of the grave, still more in resurrection light, we read the fullness of thy might. O love of God, our shield and stay, through all the perils of our way, eternal love, in thee we rest, forever safe, forever blessed.
Harley Burzee and I are on the road from Antioch, and we are desperately looking for the light. It is night, and it is dark, very dark. Isaiah comes to mind. Darkness covers the earth, and gross darkness the people. Our driver, same man who took us from Adana to Antioch, and the one we most certainly did not want to take us back, but as we filmed, he had tracked us all over town, knowing full well we would be unsuccessful in engaging a different chauffeur. Our driver, who has slept little, if any at all, is now all over the road. He is tired, very tired. His eyes are mere slits. Mine are like saucers. His hands do not want to control the car. Mine must. From time to time, I, sitting in front right, have to gently turn the wheel so as to avoid the eastbound lane on the left or the shoulder on the right. Harley, he's in the back seat, but leaning forward. Harley and I talk continuously, animatedly, and loudly. Our driver may not understand much, but we are determined that he hear a lot. And all the while, we are looking for the light. On the way to Antioch, we had passed the entrance to the sprawling Incirlik Air Base. By official mutual defense protocols between Turkey and the United States, Incirlik had become an advance base for bombers of the U.S. Air Force's Strategic Air Command, famously known as SAC. Incirlik was also, at an earlier time, the takeoff point for the Central Intelligence Agency's U-2 reconnaissance planes, including the May 1, 1960 flight of Francis Gary Powers, who was shot down somewhere over the Soviet Union. I had been to Incirlik earlier as a guest. I knew this huge airbase had a brilliant rotating beacon. I had seen it. Now I strained to see it again. When I didn't, I imagined it. But imagining the light is not the same as actually seeing the light. I have a handy little gizmo here. And I need some boys and girls who are here first to come right down and look at this with me. Come on. We've got a little time. That's it. Come. It is a what?
Flashlight.
A flashlight. Yeah, let me get down here where you are. Okay. Now, let's see if there's any light. No. No light. It's out. Now, if the flashlight goes out at home, what do you have to do? Change the batteries? Mm-hmm. But this is different. We'll take this handle, and I'm going to hold it right here like this, and I want you to take that handle and turn it this way 6 times. No, right around. Just clear, wind it right around. Here, take my hand. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Look. Let's do some more. How about going around 6 times? No, the other way. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Go ahead. 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2 more. 11, 12. Look at there. Look at the light. Now, let's see if we can get more. There. 3. What did we do? We not only looked for the light, but we went for the light, in this case, by turning the lever. Remember when we started the candle a few minutes ago? What did I have to do?
Light.
I had to light it with a match. Thank you, boys and girls. And so, at last, on the road from Antioch, far in the distance, we saw the light. We saw the rotating beacon at Incirlik. Only a speck at first, but as far too many very long minutes passed, the light got ever brighter and brighter. One so tired Turkish driver deposited 2 movie-making ministers with acute eye strain at the main gate of Incirlik Air Base. Once again, and this time with a colleague, I became the thankful guest of the base chaplain. Never since have I traveled the road from Antioch. But every day, I travel the roads of life now. You do too. From home to work and back. From home to school and back. From home to church and back. From Sutherland down to Roseburg and back. From Sutherland to Sacramento or Seattle. From right here to India, the whole wide world. These contemporary freeways and highways of life are not necessarily free or high, and often they are very dark. Ever and always, I must look for the light. And you too must look for the light. And he who is the light of the world leads us to his base, where we are much more than guests. Following the light, we arrive home at last. Lead, lead, kindly light, amid the encircling gloom, lead thou me on. The night is dark, and I am far from home. Lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene. One step's enough for me. I was not ever thus, nor prayed that thou shouldst lead me on. I love to choose and see my path, but now lead thou me on. I loved the garish day, and, spite of fears, pride ruled my will. Remember not past years. So long thy power hath blessed me, sure it still will lead me on o'er moor and fen, o'er crag and torrent, till the night is gone. And with the morn those angel faces smile, which I have loved long since and lost a while. To conclude our service with a hymn, Christ is the world's light. It's number 234. Christ is the world's light. He and none other. Christ is the world's light. We'll sing stanzas 1 and 4. Number 234. Let us stand.
Christ is the world's light. He and none other, born in our darkness, he became our brother. If we have seen him, we have seen the Father. Glory to God on high. Give God the glory, God and none other. Give God the glory, Spirit, Son, and Father. Give God the glory, God and man, my brother. Glory to God on high.
In the dark of a rainy winter, we wonder where the sun is. But in this place, this sanctuary of faith and hope and love, we sense the presence of the Son. And we pray that the presence of the Son of God will lighten our paths this day and all the days of the coming week. Bring us again to a sense of the light of the world. And may then we become reflectors of his light. Thanks be to God, and to him be all glory. Amen.